This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. My name is Scott Watley, and we appreciate you being with us. Be sure and check out our website, haystackhelp.com. There you'll find a lot of great companies to do business with. We have a help box right there on our homepage. You can send us any questions or problems through there. And then our helpline is always open, 303-333-HELP, 303-333-4357. Got a great show for you today, and we're going to kick it off with our good friends from Mosquito Authority. And Gino Panapinto joins us. So Gino, glad to have you in studio.
Good to be here,
Scott. We've got a few over the phone, so yeah, it's cool to have you in. And up front, I will give a quick testimonial. We have been using, I don't know if this is a third year, fourth year, or
at least third.
Yeah, at least third, yeah. That we have used you guys up at our church camp outside of Sedalia. And I mean, we had a mosquito problem. We had some areas of standing water, and we have this kind of outside amphitheater deal we use on Thursday nights especially, and everybody's outside, 300 or 400 people, and man, we were just getting eaten up. And I was actually out at, I think, Kiowa Creek Sporting Club, and saw a sign out there several years back. It said Mosquito Authority, and I'm like, what does that mean? So called you guys and had you guys out, and man, I'm telling you, we have not seen a mosquito around.
Well,
it has really worked awesome. So, I mean, for that big of an area that you guys do and all. So, I mean, this is something that really, really works. And I just hooked my dad up. My dad's in Dallas. And so I called down there and got a Mosquito Authority down there, sent them to my dad's house. And they've done their second treatment now. And now he has no mosquitoes.
Well, the company's definitely been growing a little bit. And so there are territories turning up in a lot of the states.
Sure, yeah, sure. So good. So give us a little background on this and you know, even how you got into it, and maybe educate us on mosquitoes a little bit. All we know is, man, they bite and they can ruin your daily activities and evening activities in a heartbeat. So tell us a little bit about it.
Well, thanks. My family used to live in Steamboat Springs, and we in what might be considered in the summertime a fairly dry area, once the snow melts, but it's pretty heavily wooded, and we used to just fight mosquitoes off all summer long. And we love the summers up there, but I'll tell you what, you could get bitten pretty quickly just when you get outside, and it almost didn't matter what time of day. Mm-hmm. It could even be in the middle of the sunny part of the afternoon. And when we moved over to the Front Range, we started having the same problem with mosquitoes around, because we have a lot of farmers and ranchers nearby that are doing lots of irrigating. And so whenever you have standing water, you're going to have a potential for that.
Right.
So we had a good friend of ours recommended that the Mosquito Authority operator in our area would come and try just a treatment to see how it would work at our place.
Mm-hmm.
We truly could not believe it, because we had just sprayed cans of repellent on ourselves and tried all the other the candles and all the other hopefully magic things that you can do to get bugs out of your yard, and nothing worked like this. We were amazed, and we were so impressed with it, we decided to go into the business, and we've been doing that since 2012 now.
Wow. Now, there's several territories, and we've got three partners in with our deal that we're promoting here on our show, but what's kind of your area of service?
Thanks. The area that we particularly cover is generally all over Douglas County, and so we cover from Highlands Ranch, Parker, Castle Rock. We're technically based out of Castle Rock. We cover all of those areas in that area of Douglas mm-hmm. County, and we can go clear out to Larkspur and Sedalia, and we even have some customers out in Elizabeth and towards Kiowa. So we kind of branched out of the county a little bit.
Right. And, you know, I was really amazed. I never thought about the danger of mosquitoes to pets, you know, dogs, cats, and horses, till I met you guys and we started doing about this. And the first time you were on, we kind of talked about that. But, I mean, and I've talked to our vet about it. I mean, it's a huge deal.
Absolutely. There's no question that pet owners, horse owners, people with livestock, definitely want to protect their animals. And one of the first kind of questions we get from customers is something like, well, is what you do safe for the pets and the kids?
Right.
And the best part about it is that it actually is making it a safer environment for your pet or your large animal, mm-hmm. Just because of the kind of treatment that we do. It's EPA approved. It's one of these products that basically imitates the ingredient that comes in a natural chrysanthemum flower or an African daisy, which is like a pyrethrin. So it's based on it's created to imitate that kind of solution. The biggest difference is that the product that we use has a residual built into it in the ingredients that will allow it to stay on trees and, you know, the leaves and the foliage, bushes and foliage around the home, so that it'll last for 3 weeks and it really has a strong effect by repelling the mosquitoes for that period.
Gotcha. Well, once again, their number is 303-688-BUGS. 303-688-2847. And just mention you heard them here on Haystack Helper Radio. And again, we've got a couple other partners. So if Gino just described an area that you do not live in, but you're interested in this, give them a call. They'll get you hooked up and take care of you. Now, I've heard of a lot of national awareness weeks of a lot of things, mostly medical. But I did not know there was a National Mosquito Awareness Week.
There is,
and it's coming up.
It's coming up
June 23rd. All right.
Starting next week for 1 week, just to there will be more information coming out from the Mosquito Authority on our webpage and in our Facebook page to just let people know of the kinds of things that they can do to prevent mosquitoes other than simply calling for a treatment. And, you know, it just starts with looking for sources and standing water and making people aware that there is a risk of disease and things. Obviously, we talked about pets, but obviously we don't want to get bitten ourselves.
Sure, sure. And what seems to really make mosquitoes worse? And what kind of weather? Or is it just so random? Yeah, you know, it's just hard to tell.
Yeah, it's certainly the warmer months is when you're going to see it. And the hatches will take place really when it's warm enough, and this is definitely that time. The early spring and through the course of most of the summer months. But what a lot of people may not realize is that mosquitoes can overwinter, where they can actually hide out in attics and the eaves and soffits and places around the home that will protect them enough, even in the cold weather. Mm-hmm. And mosquitoes that can lay eggs in a particular place, those eggs can freeze and actually, like, it might be in a rain gutter, it might be in a place that is not going to be disturbed throughout the winter. And they will actually hatch in the spring earlier than people will even see mosquitoes out.
Sure.
So people then will say, well, how could we possibly have mosquitoes this early? And I'm talking about maybe April in Colorado. That's a little early for it, but
right.
Because they haven't seen the bugs flying yet.
Mm-hmm.
But it can happen.
So what's the general kind of plan? I know you have, you know, we say no commitments, no contracts and all that, which I think is very cool. But yet you still want to be effective. And so one time usually doesn't do it. So what's usually your general plan that you like to put people on?
Well, we like to certainly recommend if they just want to try it once, we have no problem with that.
Sure.
It's hard to guarantee it the very first time because they generally, we feel like it's hard to put a number on it, but I'll bet we probably get 80% of a mosquito population around a home on our first treatment. So if the customer is willing to try two treatments roughly 21 days apart, then we will guarantee it because we know that we can probably find the source and make sure that we get an effective control that we can keep under control.
Right.
As we go through the summer. Once people have that second treatment and they realize that we've pretty well got it under control, they generally want to have it again, but we do not require that they make
sure.
a contract
sure.
on it, absolutely.
And you know, I mean, is it like bushes around and things you spray, foundation, outside areas? What areas of the home do you normally treat?
So all of our treatments are exterior treatments, and the general way that we do it is to spray the foliage of leaves of trees and the bushes and the all the natural wood surfaces. So even a wooden boardwalk or a fence and retaining walls, a lot of times there's foliage growing out of retaining walls. And if it's a stone retaining wall, there may be some foliage adjacent to it. So all of those kinds of surfaces are really effective because they're the kind of surfaces that will hold that treatment and the residual. And once it's dry, which only takes roughly 30 minutes, because once we're finished, we pack out and everybody can be on it.
Right. Once again, their number, 303-688-BUGS, 303-688-BUGS and 2847 to break that down for you. And again, we have used them for several years now. I highly recommend them, endorse them, and promise you they'll do you a great, great job. And again, we'll go back to pets real quick here, no matter dogs, cats, I mean, they get bit. I mean, I saw one deal, I think it was the leading cause of heartworm in dogs and cats. So, I mean, you know, we all love our animals, so don't forget this.
Exactly. And even our own vet that we use, she knows about the importance of protecting animals from heartworm and other diseases. And she uses our kind of our service just because of that.
Oh, really?
She wants her own pets to be protected, and I think that's a pretty good point to make, that a veterinarian wants a healthy animal, and they know that this is safe enough to do for them as well.
Sure. Now, real quick on pricing, and again, it's hard because you don't know the area, but I mean, what's kind of generally the range for someone, you know, residential area, for that first-time treatment? What are you looking at?
For a typical backyard, $75, we will treat the backyard, which usually is about two of our backpack sprayers. If it takes more than that, we'll add $10 per backpack, so it can be very minimal investment. And we look at it this way. The customer is, we all want to enjoy the outdoors, and we invest a lot in our home, in our landscape, and the beauty of our own property. And so we think, why not make that little small investment to improve the quality of what you get to enjoy?
Well, you look at all the garbage in the cans that people, I mean, you go buy half a dozen cans of that stuff, you've spent $80, you know?
Right, it doesn't
take long. You're spraying around the air.
Well, yeah. And the other thing is, if your neighbor wants just, or your friends come over and they want to come into your yard, you don't have to hand them a can of something.
Exactly. Because or put a bunch of oils on you or whatever.
Right. Yeah. The candles can be for atmosphere, but you don't have to worry about using them for bugs.
Sure. Good deal. Well, Gino, hey, man, we appreciate you guys' partnership. Glad we've been able to connect with you. And thank you so much for all you've done for our camp. And hopefully our listeners will give you a call, 303-688-BUGS, 303-688-2847. Mention you heard them here on Haystack Help Radio. So thank you.
Thanks, Scott.
We got to take a short break, and we'll be back with more right after this.
Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the Asset Manager all-in-one loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loans to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Got a road trip planned for getting ready for your next outdoor adventure? Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at D&D Tire Service. At D&D Tire Service in Parker and Aurora, they understand automotive issues can be a headache, and they never come at a convenient time. D&D Tire Service is family-owned and operated and is truly your one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. All tires are reduced, and for a limited time, there are some great rebates saving you up to $200. From belts to tires, wiper blades, oil changes, D&D Tire Service has you covered. For the location nearest to you, call 303-699-7337. That's 303-699-7337. D D&D Tire Service is the official auto repair shop of Sportsman of Colorado Radio. Let D&D Tire Service keep you and your family safe on the roads. DndTireservice.com.
The tingling and numbness in your feet started a long time ago, and it's only gotten worse. It's finally getting to the point where you can't sleep at night. It's starting to affect your balance, and although your doctor prescribed medication, you worry about the side effects. Dr. Dean Anderson, chiropractor with Front Range Medical Center, offers an advanced treatment for peripheral neuropathy that can greatly reduce your nerve pain. Regain feeling and mobility without taking prescription medications. At Front Range Medical Center, Dr. Anderson and his team treat the source of the nerve pain using one of the most advanced forms of electronic medicine to help their patients experience long-term success. You know the problem won't go away on its own. Call Dr. Dean Anderson today and mention Haystack Help Radio to receive a $27 consultation, including a neuropathy-specific exam and a review of your health history. Find out whether or not you could be a candidate for this advanced treatment. Call 720-851-9694, 720-851-9694. You have nothing to lose but pain.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to the show, and thank you so much for joining us. We're going to go to the phones now and talk to our good friend Dan Johnson, General Manager of Lynn Lyle Chevrolet. Dan, how are you, sir?
I'm good. How are you today, Scott?
Hey, man, we're doing great. We are doing great, and I'm going to get our employee here at KLZ next week on with you, because you just made a young lady very happy yesterday as she came over and was able to get a car from you as hers got stolen. So thank you so much for taking care of her.
Oh, absolutely. I'm glad we could help her out. And she got a nice little car and a real nice little low payment. So, you know, she was happy and worked for everybody. So thank you for that, too.
Absolutely. And, you know, just want to admit, you know, a lot of times, you never know what you're going to get in for people. And so, I mean, a lot of times when people come to me for, you know, below $6,000-$7,000 car, you know, I'll just say, hey, go by, see what Dan's got, everything. But you never know. And I just tell everybody, man, at least go by there and let's see what you have. And you may know some things coming in and different things like that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it happens all the time. I had a good customer call me, and his daughter wanted a Jeep. You know, and he said, you know, I don't want to spend a bunch of money, you know, 10 grand at the most. And lo and behold, I traded for an 09 Jeep that, you know, a little two-door automatic, you know, nice, nice little Jeep. And I could sell it to him for 10 grand. And, you know, it just happens all the time.
Yeah.
You know, so you never know. I looked at my inventory this morning. I got about 175 used cars. So, you know, they're coming and going all the time.
Absolutely. Now, what's happening? You still got some 18 Silverados, or are you about out?
I'm about out of those. Those are about gone. But however, the 19, they announced 0% for 72 months on a couple of models on those. They're Crew Cab RSTs and the Trail Boss, which are the most popular models. So, you know, we're well into the 19s now. So,
okay.
18s are over with, and yeah, we're moving on. And actually, the incentives are now as good on the 19 as the 18. So, what the heck, get a 19?
Sure. I'm trying to remember the model I saw advertised on TV the other day. Good night. I can't remember the model of a product of Chevy SUV that really changed a lot, that looks so cool.
The Blazer.
Yeah.
It's brand new. It's only been out a couple of months. It's between the Equinox and the Traverse, so it's a little bit bigger. And man, it's nice. You know, it's kind of took the place of the old Trailblazer, and
right.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's not as big as a Traverse, but, you know, much bigger than an Equinox. And, yeah, they're doing real well.
Sure. Dan Johnson's our guest, Lynn Lyle Chevrolet, and drive east, pay the least. That has been their tagline for years. And I'm telling you, if you're looking for a great deal on a vehicle and make it fun to buy a car, as we always say it should be, I hope you'll get by and see Dan. When you walk in the door, he's got a glass office right there to the left, and he will be glad to help you. Boy, have you guys had much of this hail damage? We've been having a lot of storms here lately. Anything on hail damage cars?
Well, knock on wood, I have not had hail here on my inventory.
Okay, good.
However, I do have a body shop that if, you know, any of your listeners have experienced hail, I have a ton of dentless repair guys, and if it's worse than that, I can certainly take care of, you know, new hoods or, you know, whatever. But, yeah, I got a full-blown body shop, and we're ready to go. We can get you in and out of here pretty doggone quick.
All right, good deal. Hey, and again, we always want to mention, if people just have a vehicle, you know, they want to sell, I mean, bring it by and let you take a look at it, because you're always open to that as well.
Absolutely. I buy cars. I have full-time buyers. I buy cars off the street. I prefer to buy them from individuals rather than go to the auction. And, you know, the auction, everybody asks me, say, Dan, do you go to the auction and buy cars? I said, you know, I don't buy a lot at auctions. Usually they're at the auction. I sell cars at the auction. They're there for a reason.
Sure.
And they usually have some hidden problems or whatnot, unless they're, you know, GM, you know, sponsored, you know, program type cars.
Right.
You know, that's a whole different ballgame. But just going and finding a, you know, $10,000-$15,000 car at the auction, you're usually doesn't work out for me, and I've been doing it a long, long time.
Absolutely.
So, you know, I'd much rather buy a car off the street than an individual than go out there. So,
well, sure.
You know, that's what I try to do.
Well, good deal. We'll get by and see Dan this weekend. Let him know you heard about him here on KLZ 560, and I promise you he'll take good care of you. So, Dan, thanks so much, and again, thanks for taking care of everybody. We appreciate it.
You bet. Have a good weekend.
All righty.
See you later.
Stay tuned. We're going to be back with 5280 Functional Medicine right after this.
Ladies, I know you're tired of walking into the local gun store and seeing the same old thing. So let me tell you about Rampart Firearms. Just a quarter mile up Highway 67 off of Santa Fe and Sedalia, you will find a great selection of guns, ammo, tactical, and personal defense weapons. And if you or your spouse love to hunt, Rampart Firearms is a great stop for all of your hunting needs. Shotguns, rifles, pistols, anything from predator hunting to your next big game trip. Head to Rampart Firearms at the foot of the Rockies. Open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. And you will only pay a 4% tax on your purchase. RampartFirearms.com, 720-468-0050. That's 720-468-0050.
Stack Optical has been providing the most comprehensive quality eye and vision care for over 50 years. Stack Optical is a family-owned business, and they're proud to be one of the few optical offices that have their own on-site eyeglass production and eyeglass repair studio. Your one-stop shop for all of your vision needs, eye exams, glasses, and contacts. And don't forget about the Stack Sports Pack. Let owner and certified optician Alan Stack customize a pair of specialized glasses that will make your next outing on the golf course or on the gun range better than ever before. Call today for your $69 eye exam, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578. Or check them out at stackoptical.com.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you buy a new car, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there's a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Now, before you say, oh, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a half-day trading course so you can check this out. I promise you, you'll go away smarter than when you came in. We here at Online Trading Academy sponsor this, and we'll even send you home with a free home study video guide. Your money's doing nothing for you in a CD or mutual fund. Learn how to profit when the market's up or down. Call us now while seats are still available at 303-325-2776. Use offer code RADIO50. 303-325-2776. That's 303-325-2776.
Don't let mosquitoes disrupt your family fun at your next barbecue or keep the kids from camping out in the backyard. Hey, this is Scott Watley, and I'm very happy that our outdoor activities have been mosquito-free for the last 4 years thanks to the fine folks at Mosquito Authority. Their mission is to help protect you and your family from mosquitoes and the diseases they carry. And did you know when your dog or cat is bitten by a mosquito, heartworm is one of the most common infections? At Mosquito Authority, they guarantee you won't be bothered by mosquitoes between treatments. And if you are, hey, all you have to do is call. They'll come back out, reassess your property, and if necessary, retreat at no additional charge. No contracts, no commitments, and best of all, no mosquitoes. Call 303-688-2847. That's 303-688-2847. Or visit mosquitoauthority.com.
Got a question for the station? Email info@CrawfordBroadcasting.com. Now back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. It's always a great pleasure to have Dr. Mark Riggs with us. 5280 Functional Medicine. You can check out that website, 5280functionalmed.com. And his number is 720-722-0386. Dr. Riggs, good to see you again.
Scott, how are you?
I'm doing great, man. And looking forward to our topic today, and hopefully it will be a lot of help to our listeners. Now, if you follow our show, on our last show, we talked about type 2 diabetes and its connection to cardiovascular disease. So maybe bring our listeners up to speed on that, maybe some that weren't able to catch that show, and just what that relationship is there.
Sure, absolutely. So in a nutshell, type 2 diabetes is a chronic, multifactorial, lifestyle-induced metabolic condition that's characterized by a loss of sensitivity to a hormone called insulin. So insulin is secreted by the pancreas when we consume calories from macronutrients. These are fats, proteins, and carbohydrates. And because after we consume these macronutrients, everything is broken down into a common metabolic currency, which is sugar. When we consume those foods, our blood sugar level rises. And sometimes that happens quickly, sometimes it happens slowly, depending on the food source. For example, fats and proteins raise blood sugar very slowly and mildly, if at all. And carbohydrates can raise blood sugar from very mildly to quite significantly. And that I look forward to talking about that more in a future show. But at any rate, insulin is the hormone that allows blood sugar levels to come back down because it acts like the key that opens up the door of our cells to let the sugar in to be used as energy. So now, the hallmark of type 2 diabetes is insulin resistance, which is something that occurs over many years and even decades, and this resistance phenomenon is sort of analogous to somebody knocking at the front door, but you can't hear them very well, so they have to knock louder and louder and louder until you eventually hear them and let them in. So with insulin resistance, since the doors of the cells don't open initially when the insulin key is put into that lock, this results in elevated blood sugar levels, elevated levels of sugar remaining in the blood, and those sugar molecules are like tiny little shards of glass that tear into the lining of the arteries and damage cells and increase vascular inflammation throughout the body. And so it's worth noting that the body likes to keep blood sugar levels around about 83 milligrams per deciliter, which is less than about a teaspoon of sugar in the blood at any given time. But in the case of diabetes, a diabetic it's not uncommon for them to have 3, 4, even 5 times that amount of sugar in the blood at any given time. So the damage that's caused by the elevated blood sugar levels is what predisposes us to heart attacks, strokes, blindness, kidney damage, decreased sensation, which is particularly dangerous because in the feet, that decreased sensation can cause us to develop sores, which can turn into ulcers that we can't feel. And then that can lead into a gangrenous issue and result in more lower extremity amputations than anything else in the U.S. And I know you mentioned that you had personal experience with this in your family. So
what would you say that is probably one of the most common myths, you know, about type 2 diabetes, just as you talk to patients? What do people, I mean, they're just, you know, think about type 2 diabetes?
I would say the most common misconception about type 2 diabetes is what we hear from our doctors and the mainstream media and, you know, just popular culture, and that it's chronic and progressive and irreversible. And I'm definitely going to dig into that here in a little bit later in the show, but that's 100% false. Mm-hmm. In the vast majority of cases, it is absolutely manageable and reversible, but not with the drug-only approach.
Sure. Again, if you're just joining us, Dr. Mark Riggs is with us, 5280 Functional Medicine, 5280functionalmed.com. His number is 720-722-0386. And I will tell you this, as he mentioned, I had a personal deal here with my sister. She actually got juvenile diabetes at the age of 13 and passed away at the age of 62. And exactly what you were talking about, little things started in her later years, and little foot sores and different things and different amputations, and ended up losing both legs. I mean, it is something serious. So if you have been putting off getting some tests done and, you know, just not getting the care that you should. So if you're feeling, what would be some symptoms to say, hey, if you're feeling this, you need to give me a call.
So a good distinction to make, something you just mentioned, she developed juvenile diabetes. And juvenile diabetes is typically type 1.
Yeah,
so
it
childhood
was.
Onset is typically type 1 diabetes. And that is the body's inability to produce adequate amounts of insulin, you know, in congruence with life and day-to-day health. And that is due to an autoimmune disease. So that is where the immune system is the problem. And the immune system happens to be attacking the body, and the gland that it in particular that's attacking are the beta cells of the pancreas. So that's type 1 diabetes is... that is insulin-dependent diabetes, so you need to inject yourself in that case.
That's what she did all those years.
Right, and type 2 diabetes is totally different. It is not autoimmune. It is lifestyle-induced, and as I mentioned, the hallmark of type 2 is not insufficient ability to produce insulin because the pancreas is being destroyed by the immune system. It is resistance to insulin, which is a result of the body secreting way too much insulin. So it's not not enough secretion of insulin. It's way too much production of insulin, and the body just becomes numb or resistant to it.
Gotcha. So I guess if we look at type 2 diabetes through this whole functional medicine lens, the million-dollar question is really how and why it develops so that we can stay ahead of it and prevent it in the first place. This is what gets us all. I mean, my wife and I were talking about this last night. It's so different when you know what you should eat, you know what you shouldn't eat, and yet we eat it anyway. As far as some of the fast foods and junk, and we know it's not good for us, the sugar and all the different things. So what are we looking at, you know, of how it first starts developing? Just strictly diet?
Well, there's a lot of lifestyle factors, actually. Diet is the most glaringly obvious one because we, most of us eat 3 squares a day, and they can either hurt us or help us. And so based on the most recent scientific literature, as well as lots of anecdotal evidence from thousands of conventional and alternative healthcare practitioners who manage type 2 diabetes like the reversible lifestyle-induced condition that it is, insulin resistance and type 2 diabetes are absolutely driven by lifestyle factors, not just by having bad genes. That's a big, big medical myth and misconception that I want to debunk here, because we're told that it's chronic, progressive, irreversible, there's nothing you can do about it, go home and take your drugs. And unfortunately, that never results in a reversal of the condition. Mm-hmm. It only results in a worsening of the condition. So although genetics plays a role in the development of type 2 diabetes, genes really only contribute about 10 to 15% of our overall risk. And it's just important to remember that analogy that I used in a previous show, that the genes load the gun, but environment pulls the trigger.
Right.
So if we don't have the right circumstances, the perfect storm of environmental factors working against us, that genetic predisposition never comes to fruition. So, So here we go. Several of the most influential factors that predispose us to insulin resistance and type 2 diabetes include a high glycemic diet, physical inactivity, poor sleep quality or quantity, chronic physiological stress, toxic chemical exposure, gut dysfunction, hormone imbalances, micronutrient deficiencies, and the number one risk factor, according to the scientific literature, is being obese. So that means if you have a body fat percentage over 25% in men and over 32% in women, you are dramatically more likely to run the risk of developing type 2 diabetes. And one of the sort of landmark research studies that I like to cite with regards to this topic is a famous physician health study conducted by Harvard researchers of 42,000 physicians that were divided into two groups. And group A ate a diet high in vegetables and fruit and fish and poultry and whole grains. And group B ate a diet high in processed red meats and French fries and dairy products and refined grains, sweets and desserts. And just being in the group B, in the having the Western diet alone, carried with it a 50% increase in your risk of type 2 diabetes. A Western diet plus low physical activity increased these subjects' risk by 100%. That's twofold. And pretty astoundingly, if any one of those people happened to be obese, their risk jumped 1,100%. Wow. That's 10 times. 10 times more likely to develop type 2 diabetes if you are obese. So the biggest bang for your buck is getting lean and reducing your fat weight and not being obese. And there are a lot of different factors that can contribute to obesity and metabolic syndrome. And I talked to the people at Natural Grocers about that a few weeks ago, and we talked about the common conditions that we see, these chronic conditions that contribute to weight gain and obesity and difficulty losing weight. And so that is something that requires really working with somebody who knows how to more comprehensively diagnose these chronic issues and not just go to the weight management doctor that's going to prescribe human growth hormone and, sure, you know, different hormones that are going to manipulate your physiology and always run the risk of adverse effects. It's usually has to do with eliminating interference, not just throwing in another hormone into the mix. Mm-hmm. I don't know of any doctor that's smart enough to be able to, you know, control this interconnected web of hormones by just thinking they're smart enough to throw in more hormones into the mix and hope everything goes right. It's more about eliminating the interference that's causing hormonal dysfunction. So, you know, it's also worth noting at this time that insulin is a hormone that causes us to store fat and prevent our bodies from being able to use fat for fuel. So the excessive amounts of insulin produced by a patient who's insulin resistant, pre-diabetic or diabetic, is actually contributing to their obesity.
Right.
And so this is why getting to the point where your doctor tells you that you require insulin injections only worsens your ability to lose weight. It's like chasing your tail. You're running around circles. You're getting more and more frustrated, because it makes it more difficult to reverse the underlying insulin resistance. So since the lifestyle factors I mentioned a minute ago are the major factors for developing type 2 diabetes, these are the factors that we are investigating and improving upon in order to get our patients healthy and actually truly reverse insulin resistance. And it's just important to remember why it's so important to take this condition seriously, because I mentioned on the last show that type 2 diabetes is one of the biggest healthcare problems that we face in the U.S. because it's the fastest growing chronic disease in the U.S. According to the CDC, a 2018 CDC report, over 100 million Americans have either diabetes or prediabetes, and there's only 315 or 20 million of us in the country. So that's a huge portion of people with blood sugar dysregulation. 83% of pre-diabetics are unaware that they even have it, which increases the likelihood that you'll progress to full-blown diabetes. And on average, a pre-diabetic progresses to all-out diabetes in only about 5 years.
Right.
So,
and if you can catch it early, I mean, that's huge, right?
If you can catch it early, it is much, much easier to reverse it and stay on top of it. But What this means is basically that there are a huge number of people who are going to become diabetic in the next 15, 20 years or so, and the results of that are going to be devastating. Diabetes more than quadruples your healthcare costs. It quadruples your risk of death due to cardiovascular disease. And as we talked about earlier, it's the leading cause of blindness, kidney dialysis, and limb amputation in the U.S. So My point, I guess, that I'm trying to make is that, yes, diabetes is devastating, and yes, it's a very scary condition to suffer from, but the good news is that it is largely diet and lifestyle induced, which means that managing those lifestyle factors can reverse the condition, essentially putting it into remission, and allow you to live a life without its complications as long as you maintain that lifestyle.
Right. And like you said before our break here, I mean, you look at the youth today, and I mean, that's a big problem. Just, I mean, we could do a whole show probably just on youth obesity. I mean, and
absolutely,
the way the food, the fast foods, and I mean, parents are running everywhere, everybody's out to eat, and all the different things. And you look at the plates, even we were talking about this the other day. I mean, you look at a dinner plate in the 1950s, I mean, now, man, it's like a platter you would serve Thanksgiving on is what you can get a plate at some of these places.
It's unbelievable, yeah. And I've got more on the childhood obesity thing when we come back from break. But, yeah, that's a whole other can of worms.
Absolutely. Dr. Mark Riggs is with us. And just to give a little bit about his credentials, if this is the first time that you've caught our show, he is a licensed chiropractic physician, board certified in diagnosis and internal disorders, a board certified acupuncture practitioner. He's board eligible nutritionist, a nationally registered certified medical examiner, and he's also currently undergoing training through the prestigious Institute for Functional Medicine. So again, don't delay. If you know what, if you make an appointment, you go in, and all the tests and all the different things come out good, you got peace of mind. But you know what, catching this early can truly mean the difference in having a quality life and feeling great, and then just the opposite of that, cutting your life short. Give him a call. 720-722-0386, 720-722-0386. Check out the website, 5280functionalmed.com. Hi, this is Scott Whatley for my friends at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. Listen, I've trusted my pets to Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center for over 11 years, and you can too. At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, they believe all pets deserve to have a good life. Whether your furry friend needs a checkup, advanced medical care surgery, boarding, grooming, obedience training, food, care products, or hey, just toys, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center has you covered. Open 7 days a week for your convenience, and they're located at 8681 East Lincoln Avenue in Lone Tree. Learn more at LoneTreeVet.com or give them a call, 303-708-8050. That's 303-708-8050. Tell them Scott sent you.
After an accident, think about flesh and Beck Law. After your accident, you didn't think it was a big deal. You didn't think you were injured. You didn't think you'd ever hurt that much. You didn't think you'd have to miss work. You didn't think physical therapy would take so long. You didn't think there'd be so many hospital bills. You didn't think that the insurance company would take so long and give so little. You definitely didn't think you'd ever be in this situation, but you are. After an accident, think Flesh and Beck Law. Flesh and Beck have the experience and the knowledge to think about all the details you didn't know you'd have to worry about. They will answer all of your questions and help you to determine if you are entitled to compensation for your pain and suffering. After an accident, think Flesh and Beck Law. 303-806-8886. 303-806-8886. Call today to find out if they can help you.
David R. Cishon, certified estate planner and registered financial consultant, specializes in working with people who are planning for retirement and retired clients who want to preserve and grow their assets. David is the regional vice president of Householder Group, an independent estate and retirement planning firm. He's been nominated as a 5-star wealth manager, an award based on client satisfaction, and is educated on the specific issues and concerns facing seniors today. David has the experience, knowledge, and tools to help you design and implement a strategic plan to pursue your individual financial needs. Call now for your free consultation with David Cishon of Cishon Financial. 720-482-1917. That's 720-482-1917. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Householder Group Estate and Retirement Specialist, LLC, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. If you're just joining us, we're glad to have Dr. Mark Riggs with us. And Dr. Riggs joins us every other Friday And we talk a lot of things about our health and different things. And over our first few shows here, we've touched on this idea of cardiovascular disease. And today we're talking about type 2 diabetes and its relationship with cardiovascular disease. And before we get back into our topic here, Dr. Riggs, you were telling me before the show today that you have got some exciting news and a new hire and some things that are going to be great for our listeners.
Absolutely. So my wife and I had begun looking for the right adjunct healthcare practitioner to add to our practice team to help us with our ability to guide patients through the crucial lifestyle changes that need to be made in order to reverse these types of chronic conditions and achieve more significant and long-lasting results. So we recently added a fantastic new health coach to our team. Her name is Bryn, and she is finishing the Functional Medicine Coaching Academy in collaboration with the Institute for Functional Medicine to become a functional medicine certified health and wellness coach. And Bryn has over 15 years training and experience as a teacher, as well as coaching other teachers. So she has the perfect personality for this type of work. She has the patience, the understanding, the demeanor, the passion to really merge her teaching and coaching skills to support our patients as they make those appropriate lifestyle changes and optimize their health. So if you visit 5280functionalmed.com, you can learn more about Bryn. And an exciting summertime special that we're offering through the end of August is that following an initial consultation with my wife or I to get you started, you have the opportunity to take advantage of free weekly 30-minute health coaching sessions with Bryn, either in office or online. Free. So don't let too much time go by. Yeah. Give us a call. Get started on your plan. I know it's summertime, but try to buckle down. There's no time like the present, and you get to take advantage of this amazing service and this amazing health coach for free. It's on us.
Wow. That's a great, great offer. And, you know, you mentioned a coach, and we hear all things life coach. There's a coach for everything out there now. But having some responsibility to where you're checking in with someone, I think really helps all of us stay on a better track.
The accountability is absolutely huge. I can't say enough about it. We've experimented with all different types of frequency intervals for meeting up with patients, and there's no question that when we meet with somebody once a week, they are able to stay on the wagon most of the time. And if they fall off the wagon, we're able to get them back on real quick. Whereas if we're only meeting once a month or every other month, it's almost like forget about it. You know, it takes a tremendous amount of discipline, and we just need to establish those good habits early in the beginning, and then we can start to space those visits out more and more if need be. But the accountability and the frequency and the meal planning and all of those things are what Bryn is really, really, really good at. So please take advantage if anybody listening has any kind of health condition, but even if it's something like type 2 diabetes, she and I are both on the same page as far as IFM is concerned, using a functional medicine approach, and it is really a great partnership of you know, the doctor counseling and also the health coaching.
And all they have to do is call, have a consult with you or your wife, and then once they do that, they get this for absolutely no charge.
For the rest of the summer, exactly.
Wow. Okay. 720-722-0386, once again, is the number, and that is a tremendous, tremendous offer, and we appreciate Dr. Riggs doing that for us. Now, before the break, you said that type 2 diabetes is manageable and reversible if you make the appropriate lifestyle changes, and I think we need to concentrate on that word lifestyle changes. This isn't a quick fix. There isn't a magic pill we can take or not take. I mean, this is something you better get your head on straight and really you need to change your life.
Absolutely. Yeah, there hasn't ever been a quick fix. There never will be a quick fix. Type 2 diabetes is too multifactorial for there to be a quick fix ever. And so, I mean, you know, it is manageable and reversible when the appropriate lifestyle factors are addressed. But according to conventionally trained practitioners who are trained to mask symptoms with drugs, that's not the case, right? It's going to be, through their lens, it's going to be chronic and progressive and irreversible. So here's the deal. When you go to most conventionally trained doctors, he or she typically measures your tendency towards diabetes with superficial screening tests consisting of two biomarkers, usually glucose and hemoglobin A1C. And if you haven't hit the numerical values that the textbooks say equal diabetes, then the doctors typically tell you you're fine, go home.
Right.
Which is really scary, and it's unfortunate. But this happens. This happens to all of our patients with this condition, and this even happens to family members of ours, right?
Sure.
So, you know, you and I think that they're looking for a trend towards something bad, but in reality, if you don't have the overt disease condition yet, most times they tell you that you're fine when you're really not fine. You're headed in a bad direction. So, like I said, this has been the case in nearly every single one of our patients that comes in, and it's a big reason why diabetes is getting out of hand. Most doctors managing diabetes are only prescribing drugs to mask the symptoms of high blood sugar in these patients. They're never offering these patients any guidance on how to address the underlying problem. The symptom is the high blood sugar. The underlying cause of the high blood sugar is insulin resistance. So the majority of diabetes drugs don't even address this underlying problem, the insulin resistance.
Right.
They just manipulate blood sugar levels on a blood report. So the only drug that even comes close to touching insulin resistance is metformin, and it only lowers hemoglobin A1C by 1 point. So it's doing very, very, very little for us. And if you're at a 7 and it reduces you to a 6, congratulations. You know, you can throw yourself a party. You're technically not diabetic in the diabetic range anymore. But did it really do anything? Because you didn't really address any of the underlying lifestyle factors. So you're not any, that's going back to my point, you're not any healthier.
Right.
You're just, it's like your mind is put a little bit more at ease because it's, you know, the blood report is artificially lowered.
But yeah, because if you're taking something to get it down, you're just kind of masking it, right?
Exactly, yeah. So this is the scary reality that the practitioners that most of Americans go to for a horrible and eventually life-threatening condition like type 2 diabetes have absolutely no intention of reversing that condition. They only plan to, you know, quote unquote, manage the symptoms with drugs that do nothing to address the real reasons why you develop the condition in the first place. So it's, you know, the reason why we develop diabetes is not a metformin deficiency, right? It's a lifestyle problem.
Sure.
So the drugs only manage things and they're very, very limited in their ability to do that. So from a conventionally trained doctor's perspective, type 2 diabetes is chronic, it is progressive, and it is irreversible. And again, as I mentioned, that's if you follow the drug-only program. But if you don't take your doctor's word as gospel and you find a functional medicine practitioner like my wife or I to help guide you on how to manage your diet, get regular body movement, adequate sleep, help you lose weight, manage your stress, avoid toxic chemicals, detox from those toxic chemicals, you know, get your hormones and your gut health back in balance, then it absolutely can be reversed in the vast majority of cases.
Sure. Dr. Mark Griggs is with us. 720-722-0386 is his number. And once again, if you're just caught the end maybe of his summer special, they have a new health coach there. And once you do a consultation on any, it doesn't have to be on the type 2 diabetes, by the way, it can be on any health issue. But once you complete a consultation with him or his wife, he is going to get you with our new health coach, Bryn, and give you a half hour free coaching every week throughout the summer. And that is going to be absolutely at no charge to you. So take advantage of that, 720-722-0386. So what's your advice then to someone listening that maybe, you know, they feel like they have it, they know they have type 2 diabetes or prediabetes, or they have a family history? Do you see people that have a family history of diabetes that automatically that comes into it?
Absolutely, yeah. So typically people are left with three choices for their care going forward. You can either follow the conventional standard of care that led us to where we are with a record number of diabetics and a standard of care that has absolutely no intention of reversing your condition. Number two, you can try the do-it-yourself approach using Dr. Google and experimenting, which is very risky with a condition like diabetes. Or you seek out a functional medicine practitioner like ourselves, who help manage your care from a more natural and conservative and holistic approach, and who emphasizes diet and lifestyle factors to actually reverse the condition over time. And we constantly help our patients evaluate their options. We guide them through the process of making these very important lifestyle changes that need to be made. And again, this is what my wife and I have been doing very successfully in our practice thus far. But it's also why we added Bryn to our team so that can be her sole focus, right? Mm-hmm. Her sole focus is on the day-to-day and week-to-week health coaching, lifestyle factors, meal planning, dealing with very specific foods that are low glycemic. And this is going to be more and more beneficial as we continue to reach more and more patients. So she's excellent at what she does. And being that her training and mine are both through the Institute of Functional Medicine, we're both able to take patients through an entire experience from start to finish that is consistent, cohesive, holistic, and evidence-based.
Right. So before the break, we talked about childhood obesity just a little bit. What would just be a warning to parents, or just say, parents, you know, I know it's easy to run through the drive-through. I know, you know, everybody's busy. I know, it, you know, it's fun, you know, all the ice cream, all the different deals. But, I mean, we can look at our children and see if, you know, they're not the right weight they should be and overweight. Give us some tips for parents just to say, you know, hey, you better get a hold of this now or you're going to put your child in a lifestyle that is going to be very detrimental to
Again, them. There's no quick fix. So just like in the adult situation, there's really no getting around gritting your teeth and biting the bullet and mm-hmm. doing the more difficult, making the more difficult choice, because it's the right choice and it's the choice that's going to have more significant and long-lasting effects on your children and prevent them from developing these horrible diseases that are going to be with them for decades and decades. I mean, you know, back in 1980, I don't believe there were any documented cases of childhood type 2 diabetes, and you fast forward 35 years and there's tens of thousands of cases of childhood type 2 diabetes in the United States. And so it's becoming a really, really big problem. Obesity is a huge driver. And so there's no getting around it. It might be a little bit more inconvenient, but the commitment in the time and the energy and the money to preparing and eating more high quality food and meals that are chock full of colorful vegetables. All of these are very low glycemic. They don't cause the pancreas to produce a ton of insulin. Therefore, they don't contribute to insulin resistance over the long term. That is really what we have to do in order to instill this healthy relationship with food in our patients. And I should say real quick before we finish up here. Before I got out of my car to walk into the studio this morning, I got an alert from Medscape that said FDA okays new drug for use in youth with type 2 diabetes.
Really?
Like, that's the solution.
Yeah.
That's the headline, right?
Wow.
So roll out the, you know, parade. We've got a new drug for patients, you know, kids with type 2 diabetes. But again, are they really deficient in another drug, or is it a lifestyle problem that we need to address? And like you alluded to, it has a lot to do with the terrible, terrible diet that we're all eating.
Right.
So please, please take advantage of this promotion that we're offering through the end of the summer. Consultation with my wife or I, followed by free weekly half-hour health coaching sessions with our new IFM-trained health coach, Bryn.
Sure. Great offer, great information. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
720-722-0386, 720-722-0386. Call the office today. Hey, take advantage of this. I'm telling you, half hours fill up quickly, and this is a tremendous, tremendous offer. Hey, you know, we don't think about the summer using that as a time to get healthy, but you know what? Hey, that New Year's resolution maybe didn't work out so well, so you're looking at it now and saying, I need to make some changes. Start making the call right now, 720-722-0386. 5280functionalmed.com. Thank you for joining us today for Haystack Help Radio. Hope you have a great rest of your weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.